the ideas sort of float around the group. You'd ask what we're going to do next year, and there'd be three or four ideas thrown up. And then you start looking at the feasibility. How would you do it? What would it look like? Is it easy to do, in a sense that you've got to get things that people can dress up in, and have people want to dress up, and you have to have the ones for the good bodies and the ones to cover up, and you know, all those sort of criteria. I've always believed that you get great success if you've got beefcake on the float. These days we sometimes import it. You can always get somebody who wants to show themselves off. So you've got to have that, you've got to have good drag, you've got to have... one of the things is the theme must be striking. You don't tell people what it is, they can look and see. It has to have that feel about it. And that's quite difficult to do sometimes.
Look and see.
The theme is obvious from the decoration.
Okay, yeah.
And it has to have a gay sensibility about it. We picked up on the Adam and Steve theme very late in the building of the float and design of the float. Fred Nile had said that if God had wanted there be to gays, they would have been Adam and Steve, not Adam and Eve. We always intended to have the heart with the two guys sitting in there as Adam and Eve, sort of not wearing too much, which are always useful. And up on the front of the float. of course, we picked up on this and put right in Adam and Steve above it. This isn't the last week almost of doing it. Paint's
still wet.
It's paint still wet, yes. And it, of course... Picked a lot of attention. What I wanted to point out is that although Polly, who's up on there, Paul, his name was, always called Polly, he was quite happy to be up there dressed in a fig leaf and a bit, not much more. John, of course, had the bolly, but I think it was his first time. Fairly sure it was his first time, or he hadn't done anything spectacular before anyway. So he was very worried about being seen. And he was going to wear a big moustache and bushy beard and maybe some glasses and stuff. I said, you can't do that. And I remember going in to speak to Robin Laverick, who was organising the something to do with the parade at the stage. And she was a friend of Murray's and a friend of mine. And I say, they're not, nobody's going to notice an individual up there. You know, there's not going to be a lot of attention, all the rest of it. And she said, no problem. But okay. And so I assured John that there wasn't going to be anything. He wouldn't be noticed in the crowd. And of course, this front of this truck was on the Channel 9 news for the next year as one of their clips. But John accepted it in good grace. He's always been out as such, but he'd never been public. And so much for all of them. You know, you worry about these things sometimes, but it just doesn't happen.